Thank you for joining me today as we continue in Matthew chapter 26, picking up the life of a man named Judas at verse 14. As we begin, let me read to you Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me to betray him to you?" And they weighed out 30 pieces of silver to Judas. From then on, he began looking for a good opportunity to betray Jesus. Here we meet Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. We've already met Caiaphas and Mary, and now here is Judas. And you know a little bit about him, because back when we talked about Mary of Bethany, he appeared. But in these verses, he is now front and center and well into his betraying act. And there's much to this Judas. He's not the only Judas in the Bible, but he is the most well known. I am not sure what you know about him already. Maybe much, maybe little. So what I thought I would do today and tomorrow is to give you a biography of this man's life. I just want to kind of walk through the Bible a bit, highlighting what the Word of God tells us about him. Let's understand his biography, and then we'll better be prepared to encounter him here in Matthew 26. And if you have Facebook, go to God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E on Facebook, and I will put this bio, including all the scripture references, there for you to see. Or you can email me or write to me today for it. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E on Facebook, or write to me for it. And my addresses will be given at the end of this broadcast and podcast. Who was Judas Iscariot? To begin with, he is the son of a man named Simon Iscariot. We learn this in John's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 71. Now Jesus meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. And I started with this statement because inherent in it, we also learn where Judas was from. The name Iscariot in Hebrew is instructive. It means man of Kerioth. And where was Kerioth? Scholars tell us it is a village in the land of Judah. That territory is southern Israel and the area where Jerusalem was located. You might know it as Judea. It's interesting that Judas was from down there, whereas all of the other disciples have their roots in northern Israel, in or closer to Galilee. Okay, now you might think, who cares? Well, by giving his last name as Iscariot, what the Bible does is to differentiate this Judas from the other men in the scriptures named Judas. As I told you with Mary, when we come upon a popular name in the Word of God, we need to be sure we know which person we are talking about. In this case, when this Judas is mentioned, we find his surname, Iscariot. And we also get what he is best known by, betrayer. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all give him this description as here, when John writes, Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, was going to betray Jesus. And let me just insert here that two other men named Judas stand out in the scriptures. Jesus had a half-brother named Judas, and one of the other disciples was also named Judas. Listen to just a little of John chapter 14 and verse 22. This is John 14, 22a. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus. Notice how John adds, not Iscariot. Now, by the way, this disciple named here is Judas, not Iscariot, is the same disciple named Thaddeus in Matthew 10. So if you know your Bible well, or you want to know it really well, grab this detail. Thaddeus is Judas. But this Judas, or Thaddeus, is not Judas Iscariot the betrayer. So the point is made. We have to know which Judas we're talking about, and clearly our focus is on Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. So my first insight into him is that we know which Judas this is, and we know where he was from. The second fact about him I want you to know is that after Jesus prayed to God his Father, then Jesus chose Judas Iscariot to be one of his 12 apostles. It's very important you catch this, so let me repeat that. After Jesus prayed to God his Father, then Jesus chose Judas Iscariot to be one of the 12 apostles. And to demonstrate it to you from the Bible, come with me by ear and or by sight, if you have your Bible there, to the Gospel according to Luke, and put your finger in at chapter 6. I want to read to you Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. It was at this time that Jesus went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also named as apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Did you catch that? Jesus spent the entire night in deep intimacy with his heavenly Father, and only after such intense prayer did he wisely choose 12 of his many disciples to be his apostles. And one of only 12, just a limited, small, intimate group this was this man we're talking about in these days together, Judas Iscariot. And note that even here Luke adds, who became a traitor. I've read Luke 6 to make this point to you. After Jesus prayed to God his Father, then Jesus chose Judas Iscariot to be one of the 12 apostles. Judas was chosen not at random. Judas was chosen not in some casual manner by the Lord. None of these 12 were chosen because of some good within them. Jesus didn't love them more than his many other disciples. He did not select as apostles. No, Jesus chose these men because of the will of God. God the Father told Jesus the Son who to choose during that night of prayer. And the purpose of God's will here is between him and his only Son, Jesus. Only God, and remember, Jesus is God, will ever know why these men were chosen, including one who will become a traitor. We're dealing here, friends, with the mystery of God's will. By the way, a quick point of application here. If you want to know the will of God for you, spend the night in prayer. Seriously, seek God's will in prayer and do so in the quiet of the night. Now, on this insight, large theological issues abound. For example, if God, who knows all things, knows that Judas will betray Jesus, then why did God choose Judas Iscariot to be one of Christ's 12 apostles? And did God, through Jesus, choose Judas because he knew that Judas would betray Jesus, as the scripture had prophesied this would happen? Therefore, Judas is like a pawn in the game of God. He was chosen to be a traitor. In a sense, did Judas not have a choice? Was he like an actor chosen to play a part in the play? While there is no doubt about it that Judas was a part of God's sovereign plan, as we all are, the choice of Judas, I believe, does not come down to either ignorance on Jesus' part for what Judas would become. Jesus is never ignorant. Nor does it come down to foreknowledge only on Jesus' part, although Jesus always possesses foreknowledge because he is God. What I think is that we are best served if we leave this question of God's choice of Judas for God to know. And that, as always, we shall trust God with his divine choice. There is one other practical consideration in what I am saying, and that is the direction of our time together at this stage of our journey toward Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. If I stop here and launch us into a broad discussion on the theological, the biblical matter of Jesus' choice of Judas, as stimulating as that conversation definitely would be, I'll put us behind on time, and I would also run the risk of losing some of you in your attention span. So, like I have to do every day, I made another choice. We will not now divert into questions I just raised, but rather we'll save those for another time. But here's what you can do if you want to wrestle with these matters, such as, was Judas like a pawn in the game of God? Was he chosen to be a traitor? In a sense, did Judas not have a choice? Then write to me today and tell me you'd like to discuss this more in the future. If there is an appetite out there for answering such questions, I'd love to know. So thanks in advance for your email or letter. But for now, I want to continue to tell you about Judas Iscariot. We're historians with purpose today, researching his life and laying it out in a clear manner. Thus far, I've given you two insights. First, I identified which Judas this is and where he was from. Second, we know that after Jesus prayed to God his Father, then Jesus chose Judas Iscariot to be one of the 12 apostles. And that brings us to insight number three. Insight number three into this man, Judas Iscariot. He himself chose to be the betrayer. Yes, the Bible is firm. Jesus did not have to betray the Christ, but he intentionally within himself chose to. He had before him different courses of action, and he selected the one that led to the arrest and ultimately the death of Christ on the cross. Judas is the one who handed over the Lord to the chief priest, which is exactly what our text in Matthew 26 says. I read it at the beginning today, and now I want to end with it. Matthew chapter 26, verse 14. Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests. And as we will soon see, those men seized Jesus and led him to the high priest, where the sham and illegal trials of Jesus will very soon begin. And we'll be looking at those very soon. Judas made his choice with no coercion from Jesus. This is my third insight. And tomorrow I'll pick up here and continue to introduce you to Judas Iscariot. As quickly as I can, I want to make sure you know the man before we see what he did. Ultimately, I want to compare him to Caiaphas and contrast him to Mary, all three having responded to who Jesus is. I hope that you capture these first three insights today. If not, and especially if you're joining me by radio, go download the God Is podcast free of charge from 590amtheword.com. And then come along tomorrow as we continue to learn about Judas, and more significantly, in a much more big picture way, what we continue to learn about God on God Is.